WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. And it is indeed Monday again. It's 6 o'clock. It's time to recap the weekend that was in NASCAR, a weekend that saw William Byron get yet another win this season. He wins in Iowa, and now we are only down to a few races before the playoffs start. So the nitty-gritty is here. And we have got a lot to talk about this hour. So, tell you what, roll down the window, enjoy the fact that it's not 8,000 degrees outside, and let's get this program underway. Big win from William Byron at the Iowa Corn 350s. Got to be a cool trophy. Hopefully that goes somewhere in his house. And Sean Whitfield and I will break down the entire weekend for you. Let's do it. Let's go. It's Monday. It's time. Snap out of it. It's Racing Talk Radio, Rock 103.7. I am Casey, across the big table from none other than the reason we are here every Monday. It is Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening. Happy to be here. Another weekend of NASCAR. Not another weekend of weather. The weather was very nice over the weekend.
However, mild.
We didn't have any sun. That's the only down part of it, but... Wow, can you believe these temperatures we've experienced today? And it's sort of a good relief.
So you've got, your wife being in the news, she's got an in with the weatherman, right? She knows. She knows things. She gets first look at all the models, right?
She does. However, I'm usually the one that's reminding her what the extended forecast is looking like.
Because right now... Even though it was kind of gloomy today, I don't mind because I'm so sick and tired of being that hot, right?
Yeah.
It was tempting me. It's starting to feel a little bit like fall. It's almost starting to feel like football weather. You're starting to get a glimpse of what a nice, cool evening might be.
Yeah, but don't get too used to it.
Exactly. I'm too scared to just fully release into it because I feel like, you know, an old... Hot hammers right around the corner.
Just look at it as, you know, and this could go for a husband or a wife. They're in a good mood.
Yeah.
But it's only temporary.
So you start reading into things. You're like, okay. Okay. Someone's feeling it.
Yeah. It's not going to last long.
And then, you know what?
It's going to go right back to, you know, there's going to be a lot of heat in the kitchen.
Right about the time.
And it's not cooking.
Right about the time you're ready to turn the heat up. Finds a pair of socks you didn't put away. And all of a sudden, it's cold again.
Yeah.
So that's what you're saying.
Or you're home late, and then when you do get home, you know, you come home in an improper way. So you can relate to that, can't you?
It's not even usually late is my problem. It's right on time. Maybe a little improper. Improper according to her, not me.
Yeah. Today would have been a good day to have spent some time working out in the yard. Yep. Getting some yard work done. Of course, I know you can't relate to that.
Well,
but it'd been a good day to, you know,
Sean,
on the golf course.
Sean, it's Monday. Regular people work today. So
well,
that's why a lot of that didn't happen.
But, you know, in my world, you work all the time. So you just take a day here and a day there whenever you can. You know, that's the way my world is.
Yeah. Delusional world. Yeah. Yes, that's it.
So how was the weekend?
It was good, man.
Do anything fun?
Got to play golf yesterday, hitting the ball pretty well, getting ready for my upcoming member guest tournament out at Winstone.
How would you describe...
That's 2 weeks away.
How would you describe your level of golf?
I'm pretty much a bogey golfer, so...
Okay, for those of us that don't know bogey and par and birdie and all that, you know, simplify things for us.
So if you go to a golf course... And you like every golf course has a par score, mm-hmm. and that would be what they would call a scratch golfer. So a golfer without a handicap
should go out and shoot par, shoot this score at that course, right?
Does that usually come in at 72?
It's 70 or 72. Some are 71. I'm sure there's some that, but the majority of the time it's 70 or 72. So a scratch golfer would put you in probably the top, I don't even know, probably top 1% of golfers in the country. Like, you have to be very good. Now, the guys you see on TV are what's called plus handicaps. They're so far away and above anyone. They're so much better than anyone you know. It's ridiculous. My handicap is that right now is about a 16, which would mean basically if there's 18 holes, if I were to bogey every hole, that would be about a par for my, that would be about average. That's what par for the course means. That's average, right?
So simplify, where does your score normally come in?
My anywhere from, I'm mid 80s to mid 90s, just okay, depending on how my day goes.
Okay.
I am closer to a scratch golfer, which would be shooting par on every hole, than a scratch golfer is to the guys on TV. That's how good those guys are. And even being a bogey golfer like me, I'm still probably in the top half of golfers in the country, just because not a lot of people play and it's super hard. So, but yeah, I'm good enough to have fun. That's about it. And that's really all I wanted.
Yeah. Do you play in tournaments very often, or is it more just you and a guy or a group of guys getting together?
Just me and my buddy or buddies, play as much as we can, but then tournaments come up, like you'll play some for work, or like I said, my member guest tournament at Winstone's coming up in a couple of weeks, and that's going to be a good time.
Now, if over at Winstone, can anybody just go over there and play golf, or do you have to be a member?
Got to be a member, or be playing with a member, or I think a member can probably call and get you on.
Didn't it used to be where you could go over there and play without being a member?
I was never a part of it back then, but I think it was semi-private, which I don't really know the rules are, but now it's private.
So a Bear Trace is up in Harrison, near Harrison Bay.
That's public.
For somebody that would want to go and play 18 holes of golf, they're not a member of a golf club anywhere, what would you be expected to spend?
Bear Trace? Probably $60.
Okay. Because golf can be a very expensive game.
Brainerd's probably the same, around 50, 40, 50. Trying to think, what's the other one by the interstate?
Brown Acres,
I think it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And Brown Acres and Brainerd are fun. Bear Trace is really cool. They do a great job out there, and it's really wide open. So if you're not very good at hitting it straight, that's a good one to go play.
That's probably the only state park or state run golf course in the area.
In the area, I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've played out there a few times, but it's been a long time.
Down in Georgia, Knob North is a lot of fun. It's I think
played there years ago.
It's not private. Anybody can play that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really cool.
Back in the day, and I say back in the day, I'm talking 25, 35 years ago, Knob North was one of the premier golf courses around that was public that you could go play. And, was above average.
Back in the mid 80s, Valley Brook had PGA golf tournament.
Huh.
Over in Hickson.
Yeah. Interesting.
And you can see some of the older houses there that were funky, cool 70s houses that, man, you probably had to be somebody to live there at the time.
Yeah.
But it's on its way back. They're putting a lot of money into that.
Yeah. Saturday was the Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway. Did you
little weather difficulties?
Yeah. Did you get to see any of the broadcast?
Didn't get to see the broadcast, but I had a buddy that's really into baseball. He told me all about it.
I got to see a lot of it. Of course, I got to see a lot of the TV coverage of the rain delay, and man, it was very well done. It also got a lot of exposure for NASCAR. I was a little bit surprised how much the MLB and Fox focused and went hand in hand with NASCAR. Obviously, it makes sense when you're at Bristol Motor Speedway, but to some extent, Major League Baseball and NASCAR are competition to one another. They're both fighting for TV viewers. They're both got their seasons during the same time of the year. But I was really pleased at how well Major League Baseball complemented NASCAR, how well the two sports blended together, how well Fox did with the broadcast. And I hated it for all the parties involved, because you could tell that Fox, Major League Baseball, and Speedway Motorsports, that owns Bristol Motor Speedway,
had really put a tremendous amount of time and effort and hard work and planning, because this has been in the works for, I think, nearly a couple of years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the risk you run when you talk about live sports.
Yeah.
You know, live sporting events. It's weather dependent.
And the state of Tennessee was behind this in a big way. The governor was on hand, set a Major League Baseball record for the largest crowd. I mean, it's just like everything was to perfection. And then the rain came, and I think they got in, what, one inning? And then all the way up to, I think it was probably 10:30, I was in and out of the broadcast in the 9 o'clock hour, and then the final half hour and beginning of the 10. And I don't know. I'm not a big baseball fan, but I was really feeling, fingers crossed, hoping they were going to get the game in Saturday night, and sort of feeling bad for everybody involved, because I know how much they put into it. And man, the place looked great. Speedway Motorsports just continues to prove that, it, as well as NASCAR has done this too, that you can just about do anything at a speedway. Well, I mean, NASCAR proved that at the LA Coliseum. We didn't ever think we would see NASCAR at the LA Coliseum for the 3 years we did. Speedway Motorsports proved you could have a football game at Bristol. They've proven now you can have a baseball game at Bristol. What do you think is going to be next?
Yeah, it's whatever they can come up with.
Yeah, I mean,
they'll throw lacrosse out there if they think it'll get some viewership and some money in the door.
And they've got 6 weeks to get everything back in order for the NASCAR race.
You know, it's crazy. Think of, you know, the Super Bowl, right? Biggest sporting event every year in this country. And if you'll notice, we only go to places that have domes now, because when that much planning goes into something that is that dependent on time and that dependent on broadcast and the dollars tied to it, you just can't leave it up to chance. And when you have, you can't dome in a speedway. There's just no probably physical way to do it.
You say that, but with the way things go in this world these days,
that's true.
And matter of fact, I saw an interview with Marcus Smith, the owner or CEO of Speedway Motorsports, and Kevin Harvick on his show recently. And that's one of the goals on his list, is put a roof on Bristol Motor Speedway. So not to say that you're not correct, that it can't be possible, but they're evaluating it and trying to figure it out now.
There's no way, because then you can't have exhaust with a dome.
Yeah, but
kind of exhaust, yeah, anyway.
But they're bound to figure out some sort of of air system, exhaust system.
You know, we'll sell everybody oxygen masks. We'll have them sponsored. It's fine.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but there's so many things. I mean, who would have thought we would be having cars that have no driver in them? There's some of that going on out in California, yeah, with what, Google?
Buddy of mine went to San Francisco. Is that right? Wherever the basketball team is, to go see Steph Curry, and they rode around. They took cabs that had nobody in it.
Yeah. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. So what makes you think that with today's technology and that kind of thing, that it's not possible?
Well, listen, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. But I don't know that that's a dollar making thing to put domes on speedways. So we'll see.
But Speedway Motorsport has proven through the years that when they want to do something,
yeah,
the purse strings don't seem to have
kind
of big influence that you would expect. So I just thought it was great for the sport of NASCAR.
Big win for your Atlanta Braves?
Yeah, you know, I started watching a little bit of the game yesterday, and then I flipped the channel and, you know, was catching up, and the race was, I don't know, probably 30, 40 laps in, and so I finished that out. And I never went back and saw the rest of the game. I didn't even hear the score. So the Braves won?
The Braves did win, and it's such a bummer because they're just having a terrible year, and there were so many expectations coming into the year for them to be good. And living in this area, I don't really have a dog in the hunt when it comes to baseball, but I like the Braves because when the Braves are doing good, there's a general excitement. Like, everybody around here is fired up because that's kind of everybody's team, it seems. But yeah,
I would agree with that.
Good win for them anyway.
So you're not a Braves fan?
I mean, I like the Braves, but I don't have like a baseball team that I cheer for. Growing up, I liked the Padres for whatever reason.
Have you been to a Braves game at Truist Park?
I have. Yes.
Okay.
Back in the this is 5-6 years ago.
What did you think?
It was a good
about
time. Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah. Listen, if you don't like baseball, you can spend time walking around there, eating and shopping, and never watch the game.
I was going to say.
I mean,
you could. Yeah, you're right. Even if you don't like baseball, you can still have a good time. I kind of look at that the same way as I do a hockey game. I've only been to a hockey game one time. I saw the Predators.
Yep, that was cool.
They're in Nashville, and it exceeded my expectations.
I've always thought, you know.
And you could say that about a NASCAR race.
Hockey is like NASCAR. Don't knock it until you go to a game.
Yeah.
And even like, I don't follow hockey, but when you go to a hockey game, you go, oh, I get it. It's that fast. It's that NASCAR is the same way.
Yeah, I would totally agree. Well, we had a change of the guard on television yesterday. NBC and USA picked the coverage back up and took the baton from the five race stretch, I believe it was, from TNT. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what the future of the season looks like. We're going to certainly break down the weekend at Iowa. We're going to talk about an announcement that was made at the end of last week that really, really caught me by surprise. And that is the fact that Fox is now part owner with IndyCar on the IndyCar series and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Should NASCAR be worried?
I don't know. I think it's something that they should be watching and be concerned of, because they could be on to something and it turning out to be a big thing. There's also a downside to it, and I'll share with you what my opinion is on that. We got all that and more this hour. I want to thank you again so much for joining us and making us part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. More straight ahead after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Well, Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Here lately, we usually wait till break number two, or I guess it would be
segment number two,
starting now to actually get to the NASCAR racing, so we promise that's coming up. Big win for William Byron at the Iowa Corn 350. If you're wondering, what does the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol trophy look like? It looks like about what you would think a trophy would look like when the race is named the Iowa Corn 350. Looking at the schedule next, we head to Watkins Glen, a little road course racing. Ooh, is it SVG time? And then we go to Richmond, and then
SVG time.
SVG time. And then August 23rd, I guess that is towards the end of summer. The summer Daytona race will be the last race before the playoffs begin. Man, Sean, so we've got road course.
We got 13 races left.
Got a short race. And then we've got Daytona to make it into the playoffs. Yowzers, it's starting to get pretty good. And you know what? How long we've been doing this show? You always like to bring out these years.
This February will be our 25th anniversary, so we're 24 and a half years.
I'm constantly learning new things about you, and during the break, you just told me you weren't sure what a brisket was.
Well, I would think
at Gordon Lee in good old North Georgia, down in Chickamauga, that would be like a test question that you have. Like, if you're going to pass home ec, you got to know what a brisket is. I mean, it's, you know.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you get in your 50s. You tend to forget things that you should remember. You just wait.
It just shows you just wait.
You're going to know what I'm talking about.
You don't spend near as much time eating unhealthy barbecue as me. That's really all it means.
I do enjoy some good lean barbecue.
I worked at a barbecue restaurant. I know all of it. Brisket can be very lean, actually, because you get all the fat off after you cook it.
So. Now, I know you do a lot of your own cooking, but if you had to choose a barbecue place in Chattanooga to go to that you think is the best, where would it be?
You know what? I don't know. I don't really have a favorite. There is a good one. Big Daddy Kyle goes down there all the time. There was one in Dade County, and there was one in Ringgold. I'm trying to think.
Wasn't Shuford's?
No, Shuford. And I've had some of that stuff. That's good.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But they're good.
Bailey's down in Ringgold is pretty good.
I used to go to Chickamauga all the time and go to Choo Choo, and that was pretty
Choo Choo barbecue in Chickamauga. Yeah, that was a good one. It's good too, but I didn't know if there was a Casey Orr go to. Now we got 13 races left. NBC picked up the race yesterday, so they've got 14 races in their $7.7 billion amongst the other TV network contracts for 7 years, and out of those 14 races, 10 of them are on USA. There's only 4 that's on the big dog on NBC. And to me, that's just disappointing.
Could you imagine the NFL playoffs not being on major TV? What if they're like, hey, it's on True TV, search it out. Mm-hmm. It's just never happened.
Well, and of course, NBC has got the Daytona race coming up. It's in regular season coming up here in a few weeks.
That's on NBC.
And then the final 3 races or 4 races are going
to
be on
NBC. We don't have a playoff race until we go to Talladega in October.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, we'll get into TV talk coming up in the third segment. But, hey, let's dive into what happened yesterday in Iowa. Boy, we saw our fair share of gasoline commercials during the race yesterday. Promoting that ethanol corn power, 88 octane or something like that.
Is ethanol still a thing? Can you put it in your? I guess it is. Yeah. It's in all of our gas.
Yeah, 10% ethanol is at your fuel pump. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, take notice next time you put gas in your truck.
Well, I remember there for a while it was a big deal if your car could also accept ethanol.
Yeah. Now, two things really. This is what I left with yesterday's race. Two things that really caught my attention, kind of out of the ordinary. Number one is the fact, boy, was it a fuel mileage race. I mean,
yeah, you didn't see that one coming since this race was powered by ethanol.
Well, William Byron proved that you can go 144 laps when typically the fuel windows 100 laps, but we had our fair share of caution flags. But he was able to squeeze 144. Matter of fact, he ran out of fuel during his burnouts there after the race was over.
I love that happened.
And then the second thing that I was glad to see, and that is Roush Fenway. Brad Keselowski led 68 laps yesterday. Also,
was that his best chance to make it into the playoffs?
Man, he won, and he won the first two stages. I mean, everything was going so well. And of course, he managed to get a top five finish. Another interesting piece of statistics that I discovered today that kind of surprised me a little bit. That is, this is the first time that two Roush drivers have finished the race in the top five 2 weeks in a row since 2012.
That's crazy.
Since 2012.
That's one of those stats that don't sound right.
Yeah. And when I heard that, I'm thinking, think about the days of Kurt Busch, Greg Biffle, Carl Edwards, Jeff Burton. Back in the early 2000s when Roush, Mark Martin, when Roush was like, you know, running strong, king of the hill in a lot of races. They were, you know, just ending up in victory lane all the time.
If you listen, the reason
back in the day
you're only allowed to own four charters is because Jack Roush, because he had five and all five drivers made it into the playoffs. And NASCAR said, we got to start limiting how many of these guys can have. He was that powerful. The Cat in the Hat was the man. Yeah. And now the first times is. And here's the other scary thing, Sean. 2012. You remember then? That's 13 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't seem possible when you start thinking about the history of Roush Racing. And of course, you could do some comparisons, too, with Richard Childress Racing. I mean, think of back at the day when...
Oh, yeah, I mean, they have...
When Dale Sr. was with us, and Richard Childress Racing was in victory lane all the time.
Totally different ballgame. But it seems, for whatever reason, and maybe it's just because Kyle Busch has gotten some wins.
Yeah.
And you feel like there's... RCR stayed in the headlines a little bit more. Not a lot, but it's just that's how bad RFK's been. They're nowhere to be found.
Well, a lot of times they're in the headlines because they're not performing
for the wrong reason.
Yeah. So anyway, those were a couple of things that just sort of stood out to me. Some people listening may be going, "Well, man, what are you talking about? Why would that stand out to you?" It's just something that's a little bit different than our traditional week in, week out of NASCAR Cup racing, and of course all the years that I've been keeping up with the sport and us talking about it, and then the years I was a part of the sport in a small way. But William Byron, he got the win, started second, ended up in first place in the number 24, his 15th victory in 275 NASCAR Cup Series races. This is his second victory and 12th top 10 finish in 2025. It is his first victory and second top 10 finish in two races in Iowa. Another interesting stat that I discovered today. We don't have a lot of racing history at Iowa Speedway. And when Iowa Speedway was built, it was primarily running the Camping World Truck Series or Craftsman Truck Series and then the Xfinity Series. William Byron didn't race a whole lot of races in either one of those two series. But right now, William Byron is the only driver to have won a race at Iowa in all three series.
The man ought to just move there.
They maybe should name the track after him. He's the only guy that's got that accomplishment.
It fits his eye.
All right, going into second spot, we got Chase Briscoe. He started first, ended up in second. Brad Keselowski got his second week of a top five finish, won the first two stages, led 68 laps. A very, very much successful day for him. Ryan Blaney in fourth. Ryan Preece, teammate to Brad Keselowski, came in fifth. Bubba Wallace in sixth. Alex Bowman in seventh. Eighth, Carson Hocevar. He is our NASCAR's newest outlaw. Ninth, Joey Logano. And tenth, Austin Dillon.
Other drivers of note, Ross Chastain in 11th. Josh Berry, 13th. Chase Elliott, 14th. Christopher Bell, 17th. Down the list a little bit, Tyler Reddick, 19th, Kyle Busch in 20th, Denny Hamlin, tough day for him, finishing 24th, SVG 31st, that's all right, he's saving it all up for this coming week, at Watkins Glen, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 33rd. Only 37 cars in at the old Iowa Corn.
There were 12 caution flags for 72 laps. We had our fair share of laps of caution. There was 10 lead changes among six drivers. This was race number 23. We've got three more races as we approach the final 10 races of the NASCAR Cup Series season. And that's when we get into the NASCAR playoffs, where we determine what 16 drivers will be leading the way.
That's right. Points and victories. Very, very important coming up. And, of course, we'll get to standings in a little bit, but this is one of the years that we've got more winners, and especially more winners on the outside of the top 16. So we're going to have three races and three races within the races.
I agree. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the NASCAR Truck Series, or not Truck Series, Drivers.
We're going to have to print those out if we're going to do that.
Yeah, and the Drivers Series results. We're going to get into the latest announcements where Fox is now part of IndyCar. We're going to talk about that. Is that a good thing, a bad thing? What does this mean for where the media world is headed in professional sports? We'll also discuss the TV networks, NBC, TNT, Amazon, Fox, give you our opinions about how things stack up so far and what you can expect with NBC. We saw yesterday, it was pretty much a known fact, but we did see confirmation that the lead announcer that had been a part of NBC, Rick Allen, he didn't do the last portion of the season last year, and it is obviously confirmed yesterday that he is no longer a part of NBC. We'll talk a little bit about him and a whole lot more as we continue. A lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. Hopefully you're enjoying this beautiful weather. It feels like fall, but according to Sean, who either because he's old and they pay attention to the weather, or because he's married to a lady that works at the news, and so she has inside info. But according to Sean, don't get too used to it. It's not quite here for good yet. It's going to get hot again. So enjoy it. Smell the outside. It's starting to smell like football. Before long, Sean Whitfield and his football podcast will be here. What's that called?
No. It's SEC. Not a football podcast. SEC we are football? Also in podcasts. College Football Radio.
College Football Radio.
Yeah.
Is coming.
Yes, it will be starting Saturday. You know, I'm glad
this Saturday. Well, no. I'm trying to give you an intro.
No, I'm glad you brought this up because I have failed poorly today on sharing this. We'll be starting our seventh season of College Football Radio on Rock 103.7 coming up on August 30th. So that will be just a little over 4 weeks away. And we'll be getting the SEC college football season going again. We're going to have an announcement coming up here in the next few days of who is going to be my new co-host of College Football Radio. We're going to have an announcement. And I'm going to see if we can't get that person to join us here in the Optimize You studio next Monday as well for a few minutes to talk about the upcoming season. This guy is a very high-profile person in the sports world. Many of you out there listening are either going to know who he is when you hear his name, or you're going to go, oh yeah, I've heard of that dude before, and he's been around a long time.
Ooh, foreshadowing.
Yeah, so really looking forward to that. We do College Football Radio throughout the rest of the year. So it basically, with the exception of August 30th, we're on for 4 months here on Rock 103.7, and so we're looking forward to that. And then we're also in podcast form. So if you miss the show on Saturday mornings at 9, starting August 30th, you can listen to us in podcast at your favorite podcast platform. You'll search College Football Radio Download.
You know, you being a Georgia fan, are y'all going to talk about the driving record of all the Georgia Bulldogs, or are we going to gloss over that?
We're going to be talking Bulldogs. We're going to be talking we're going to talk a lot of Tennessee, because – this individual that's going to be part of the team here has a big connection to the University of Tennessee. So I'll share that hint.
You know how like the first episode every year on this show, you and I are basically like, hey, let's see who all's driving where, and mm-hmm. let's refresh everyone. And this is the new sponsor. And because it just all changes so much.
Yeah.
I feel like it's that way with football now. Because you can transfer anywhere, and all the NIL deals that are now bringing, you know, people to programs. You know, I'm not sure who Georgia's quarterback is, because they had a quarterback that was there, very successful, and then left to go make millions at Miami. And Tennessee, I can't remember who their quarterback is, because their quarterback, who made a ton of money, tried to renegotiate his deal and basically was ushered out of town, and now he's at UCLA.
I was going to say, he's in California, isn't he?
Everybody's changed. Sean, you know, you give me a hard time, but I went to school at Oklahoma State, and I'm, you know, that's my football team. And We're usually somewhere in the top 25. We're a decent college football team. I have no idea.
And I like the way you choose the word decent.
I wanted to say there's 18 new starters because of transfer portal and NIL on Oklahoma State. And normally I can tell you everybody, I have no idea what's going on this year. And so that's two things. That's cool, but also a little unnerving.
It sounds like they're going to be below decent this year.
We were below decent last year for the first time ever. Well, first time in Gundy's, second time in Gundy's 20 years. But anyway, it's just there's so much change.
Oh, yeah.
No, you feel like you got to do that. Like, hey, let's meet the Georgia Bulldogs because you can't remember who's on the team.
The rules of the game have changed so much is when you're talking about when money's involved.
The Big Ten is now considered better than the SEC by all the pundits.
Well,
because they've got.
I don't believe that, but I know what you're saying.
The biggest spender in college football is technically in the SEC, but I still have a hard time calling Texas an SEC school. But yeah, he is. But they're the biggest spender. It's not the Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee. Like they're, you know, it's no longer dominant.
The first SEC game for Fox is the Texas Ohio State game.
Oh, that's going to be crazy.
And Fox
Arch Manning.
Fox is heavy promoting that game.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're running promos nonstop for that game.
I mean, Clemson, who's supposed to be good this year, their first game's against LSU, another team that's supposed to be really good. Like, there's opening weekend's going to be something.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be no NASCAR. Don't get me wrong.
I'm going to give my last 10 of who my co-host is going to be, and then we're going to move back into NASCAR. This person.
Is it me?
This person attends every single Tennessee game and has for a very long time. Home and away goes to every Tennessee game. So that right there just kind of tells you that he's somebody that's already a part of the SEC media world.
Knows a thing or two.
And has a few connections. So we're going to have a lot of great guests. But we'll be telling you more as time goes along. All right, let's get into the driver's standings after the race at Iowa. And the guy that's leading by 18 points ahead of second place Chase Elliott is William Byron. He got that 18-point spread after this past weekend. Chase Elliott second, Kyle Larson third. Denny Hamlin is fourth. Christopher Bell is fifth.
Tyler Reddick in the sixth spot, followed by seventh Ryan Blaney, eighth Chase Briscoe, ninth Alex Bowman, and rounding out the top 10, old Bubba Wallace. All right, we have got Chris Buescher, 11th, followed by Joe Logano, Ryan Preece, 13th, Ross Chastain, 14th, 15th, Kyle Busch, he's raced his way back in, and rookie Ty Gibbs in the 16th spot. However, Sean, three drivers outside of the top 16 have wins. That's Austin Cindric, Josh Berry, and SVG, Shane Von Gisenbergen. So they would take spots 16 through 14, leaving Ryan Preece, the last guy to be inside the top 16 without a win. And I've got one for you here, Sean. I'm looking at the standings. The highest ranked driver with no win, Tyler Reddick. Alex Bowman does not have a win yet this year. I would have lost money on that. But he in the 48 car sitting at ninth. But, Christopher Buescher. Man, it is getting tight.
Yeah, we got 13 drivers that hold a win. Of course, yesterday, William Byron getting that win. It's now two wins under his name so far for the 2025 season. All right, let's shift gears and talk a little TV. NBC took over the control yesterday with play-by-play lead announcer Lee Diffie. What do you think about him?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, I was a big Rick Allen guy, but I feel like when announcers don't get in the way, it's a good thing, and I didn't think he did.
Do you know much about the history of Lee Diffie?
I do not.
Lee Diffie has been a veteran motorsports commentator for a long time. He originally was in his home country of Australia before joining Speed Channel back in 2003 as the voice of Formula One and IndyCar on NBC since 2013. He has also had a little bit of involvement in NASCAR over the years, filling in for some races on the various networks. And many people have come to believe that the reason why Rick Allen was ousted at NBC and Lee Diffie was put in that permanent position in NASCAR is because of the fact that NBC lost their IndyCar broadcast deal to Fox, and Diffie has been under a long-term contract agreement with NBC, and NBC didn't want to lose him. Rick Allen was the youngest tender commentator with the network, and so it was one of those situations that the business had changed, and it changed for Rick Allen to no longer have a position. I heard an interview not too long ago.
That's the funniest way to say fire got let go.
Well, yeah,
his position changed to not having a position.
Well, I was trying to be diplomatic about it. But I heard an interview on the Dale Jr. Download that Dale had with Rick Allen, and it appears from the conversation I listened to that it was a big surprise to Rick Allen, and he's doing some part-time stuff with some different racing series across the country. But for the most part, he doesn't have a permanent gig, and certainly doesn't have a permanent gig with a major network. Of course, the NBC team is going to be pretty much the same as it was last year. Marty Snyder, Parker Klingerman, Kim Kuhn, Dave Burns, Dylan Welch, Del Jarrett, Brad Daugherty, and Kyle Petty. They'll be doing the pregame or pre-race and post-race, and there'll be some rotation going on between Del Jarrett, Brad Daugherty, and Kyle Petty. I tell you, in my opinion so far, what I've seen, Amazon Prime is number one. I mean, they, to me,
you just love, stepped you it love up. You some Jeff Bezos. Do you think he's listening? Are we angling for a sponsorship? Because I'll grovel,
I don't know. I think we're good enough to be on Prime. But nevertheless, I think they stepped it up. I think they raised the bar. I think they were better than TNT. And I would even put Amazon Prime right up there with Fox. And if you had to do an overall grade, I would put Amazon Prime even above Fox. And here's why. Because I really liked and appreciated the fact that they made a strong investment with focus and time with a pre-race show and a post-race show. And Fox, has gotten away from putting a lot of hard work and effort into that. And back when Speed Channel was around and Speed Channel had all the pre-race and post-race shows, since those days, Fox has not put that much focus on it. And I really appreciated what Amazon Prime did, and they stepped up to the plate. I think NBC is going to, they've got a tall bar to try to reach in order to be better than Amazon Prime.
I think that there is a built-in advantage with Amazon, number one, when like one of the world's richest men is kind of in charge. You can splurge.
He's
a little
too busy
bit.
On vacation. He didn't know what's going on.
You know what? He can throw a few mil at the screen and make it a little nicer. Also, you talk about pre-show and post-show. Broadcast, they have a little bit tighter time limits. There's a show before they come on. There's a show after your broadcast come on. And sometimes it's hard to fit all that stuff in there. When it comes to Amazon, I mean, you're streaming it. They can go on forever. They don't care. They are their own channel.
Yeah.
But you do have to appreciate, the fact that no expense was spared. And it turned out to be a really good broadcast.
I think Carl Edwards really brings a lot to the table.
Yeah.
He is very talented. Personality-wise, knowledge-wise, experience-wise, I like Jeff Burton, but I'm not a huge fan of Jeff Burton keeping my attention. I think Carl Edwards would be a good replacement in the NBC booth replacing Jeff Burton.
Man, look at you.
Yeah, I do.
You're just tossing people on the out right now.
Yeah, I think he would.
You think his new position would be to not have a position?
Well, no, he did the True TV thing with Larry McReynolds.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, I like Jeff, but I just don't. I get bored with
You pay with way him. More attention to the broadcast than I do.
I probably do just because of the fact because of what we do.
What we do.
And then the years we did TV.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, is it informative? Yes. Do you get a chuckle every now and again? You know, Clint Boyer's great because his personality is and he's excitable. But I don't know. The whole point is just to convey what's going on while I'm watching it. To assist, not to overpower. I think Mike Joy is probably the best that's ever done it in that lead seat. Of just keeping you clicking along.
I would agree.
And as long as I hear that, I kind of the rest of it doesn't matter. It does, but it doesn't. I do like helpful chime-ins from guys. Now, one thing, as much as I love DW and Larry Mack, which I wish Larry Mack was back on it, it is nice to get guys that have been in the race car a little more recently. Feel like you get a little bit better perspective. But overall, I haven't been, you know, I think we're talking about the difference between an A plus is really when it comes to all the broadcasts. I think they're all good.
If you had to pick one active driver to go ahead and say, take retirement, we're going to put you in the TV booth, who would it be?
Brad Keselowski.
My pick would be Joey Logano.
Really?
I think Joey.
He's got the personality.
Joey Logano does a nice job. I would not disagree necessarily with Brad Keselowski. I think Brad has done well when he's been in the booth with Fox. But Joey Logano has got that seat experience, and he's kind of got a little quirky personality. So I think he adds information and a little bit of entertainment.
Yeah.
And that's a good personality to have when you're looking for a diverse broadcast.
Yeah, and a multiple champion get away with saying whatever he wants.
Yeah. All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little IndyCar and their relationship with Fox, as well as any other NASCAR news we can squeeze in. It's been a fastest hour in radio, and that is Racing Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Optimize You studio here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. More straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. That I will die for something. Was there
fire in my eyes? Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Housing inventory is up in 2025. And as your local realtor in Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia, I can help you navigate today's market. Visit athomechattanooga.com. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Do you love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Casey Orr, Sean Whitfield, recapping the Iowa Corn 350. Big win, William Byron. Three races to go until the playoffs. 13 of the top 16 have wins, or 13 drivers have wins and will make the playoffs. Could it be, Sean? We get three new winners going forward, and we have six all-winning drivers make the playoffs. Well, we don't know. But you know what? We'll be back Monday to tell you. Because if SVG wins at Watkins Glen, that's where we're heading this weekend, he'll have four wins.
I'd like to see Allmendinger take that.
Barely, and not even in the top 16, but going to the playoffs.
Yeah. All right.
You want the dinger to throw a monkey wrench in there?
Yeah, I'd like to see AJ.
I need Keselowski or Bush. I'm all old man all the time right now. It is Keselowski or Bush.
Think so.
That's all I'm picking for the next three races.
I can't really disagree with you. It was an announcement made last Thursday, and I'm sharing this information from the Wall Street Journal. Fox Corporation has acquired 1/3 of Penske Entertainment, owner of IndyCar Series and Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but people familiar with the transaction values Fox's investment at around $125 to $135 million. This year, the Indianapolis 500 on Fox averaged 7.01 million viewers, a 41% increase over the previous edition and a 17-year high. So far, the 2025 IndyCar season is averaging 31% increase in viewership year over year. Now, some of the things that it's speculated and anticipated that Fox is going to be able to bring to the table to the IndyCar series is making it more entertaining, a hyper-engaged digital strategy with immersive content focused, enhanced promotion and star-building opportunities for the IndyCar series drivers. Now, that last thing I just said regarding the drivers,
star building.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this. I can remember in the late 90s and early 2000s, you could not walk into a supermarket and without running into cardboard stand-ups of drivers and there being always NASCAR promotions going on. Back in the early 90s, in 1993 and 1994, or maybe 93 and 95, we did a Cars and Star show on our sister station, US 101, and it was a Tuesday afternoon. We had 14,000 people in attendance at the convention center, and we brought in 28 show cars.
Wow.
And that was back in the day where you could, and we partnered with Red Food on the first one, which some of you remember that grocery store chain being here. Now it's Food City. And then the second one we did in 95, we partnered with Walmart. But that was back when you could look at the racetrack and see all of these products that were in your supermarkets or in your mass retailers, they were on the racetrack. Whether it be Tide or whether it be, whatever beverage or whatever, product or whatever engine oil. And you used to see corporate America really get behind it. And I call that the glory days of NASCAR. So I don't know what Fox has got in mind of how they're going to do that, but I think that they are onto something if they can pull that off. That's one of the things that we're missing from the sport today. We really don't have a driver or drivers that have a lot of star power. Would you agree or disagree?
No, I agree. I don't think if you showed a picture of Chase Elliott to people around here that, I mean, you would have to be a NASCAR fan to know who he is, and he's the most popular driver.
That's a good example.
I think the reason for this, Sean, and I'm going to go corporate with you here, but I think this is just vertical integration. This is, we have a chance to buy low. We have a chance to own a part of the racing league, and we already are in the business of broadcasting, so now we can broadcast and make profitable something we own. And therefore, You know, media rights deals may be a little more favorable. Just a chance to make more money.
You bring up a good point about the media rights being a little more favorable. That is the downside I think this has to Penske. Is now you're in bed with your broadcast partner. If the sport continues to have the growth that it's having, say 5 years from now, IndyCar has phenomenal growth. Well, it's going to be a little more difficult for you to go out there and negotiate your best TV deal, because chances are you're not going to be able to go out there and negotiate with other TV partners, because number one, they don't want to be in bed with Fox because Fox has ownership, and Fox is not going to allow you to go to bed with somebody else.
Very true.
But there's only so
many games in town when it comes to broadcasting motorsport.
I don't know. That's been proven to be different. I mean, look at how many TV partners that NASCAR has now. And we in ESPN, CBS, ABC is not even part of the mix.
Could be another streaming option.
Yeah. So there's still, I mean, there's more networks that have picked it up. I can remember for several different times in my history of being in the oil business, my father founded our company, Whitfield Oil Company. And I remember going back 25, 30 years ago, oftentimes he would be asked to serve as a board member of a bank. A bank would try to get him to be a part of their board. He always declined those. And one day I asked him, I said, Dad, why do you not want to be a board member of a bank? That sounds like an honor just to be asked. He said, I don't want to be tied to any one bank. He said, I want to be able to have that flexibility that if we need to partner with a bigger bank or partner with another bank, I'm not obligated. And if I'm not on their board, there's no obligation.
It's true.
And so I kind of relate this to that experience when I was growing up, that Penske has now tied themselves up with Fox, and it could, you know, not be the best in their best interest down the road. However, there's pros and cons to many things in business. I would think there's a lot more pros with this partnership than there will be cons.
Yeah, and $125 million coming into the bank probably helps things out a little bit.
Well, when you're Roger Penske, I don't know if that's that big a deal.
Yeah, it's just a little couch cushion money.
I mean, let's face it, Roger Penske's worth several billion dollars.
Yeah, but he didn't get to be billions by turning down $125 million.
That is true. All right, where are we headed?
I already told you we're going road course racing.
That's right.
Watkins Glen, NASCAR heads to New York.
It's always a great race.
Will SVG just continue to dominate road course races?
That's always a great race. And whether or not you get to watch it this weekend, we want you to join us right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. Next Monday, 6 o'clock, same time, we'll break down the NASCAR weekend on and off the racetrack. We will get into some NASCAR news as well as we're approaching the NASCAR championship. So we'll talk even more about that. All right. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening. She said,
I'm ready for you. This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the Randy Boner Smith Studio.